This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The 23-year-old shooter in the attack on Club Q last fall pleaded guilty this morning. Anderson Lee Aldrich admitted to killing five people and wounding 17 others at the nightclub in Colorado Springs. Aldrich will serve life in prison without the possibility of parole. Federal authorities haven't said whether they will pursue hate crime charges. Club Q survivors were among the grand marshals for this year's Denver Pride Parade. Some of them used the opportunity to protest police brutality. CPR's Paolo Jalcita.
Why Kent, a drag queen known as Potted Plant, was performing at Club Q last November when a suspect shot 17 people and killed five, including Kent's partner. They said they chose to participate in the parade despite police presence.
It's very important for us as a community to show up for each other and against those systemic and societal forms that shut us down, because we as a community are hurting. We as a community need help. We do not need cops.
This year, Denver Pride was marked by a slew of protests from LGBTQ groups. Many took aim at its corporate sponsorships. I'm Paolo Jalcita, CPR News.
It's a sunny day today, but this month has been the rainiest in history for Denver. CPR climate editor Joe Wirt says the weather pattern called El Nino means there could be more rain in the months ahead.
Some of Colorado's biggest floods have happened during what they call El Nino summers. The other thing, that summer monsoon that we normally get, that hasn't even started yet.
El Nino makes it more likely that July, August, and September will be warmer than normal, especially in southern Colorado. And it's warming up today across the state with highs close to 90 along the Front Range in Grand Junction, up to 94 this afternoon. This is CPR News and KRCC.